102 people in Florida have been affected by the Zika virus since February, including 7 pregnant women whose unborn children face the largest risk. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports anti-Zika efforts are ramping up along the Gulf Coast, which 60 million people call home.
In the Western Panhandle, only one case of the virus has been found. That in Santa Rosa County, and the unidentified patient has since made a full recovery.
Depending on how cold the winter is, for either 11 or 12 months out of the year, we have an issue with mosquitoes here. Not only the potential for Zika at some point, but the diseases that we know that are around, such as West Nile virus.
Dr. John Lanza heads the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County and says for the most part, the current Zika cases in the U.S., except for those sexually transmitted, are not locally acquired.
These are all travel-related. In other words, someone went to Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Brazil, Colombia, all the different, there are 54, I think, countries and or territories in the United States that have locally acquired cases of this particular disease.
But Lanza's quick to add that may change over time, and locally acquired Zika cases in Escambia County may not be a question of if, but rather a question of when.
What happens is somebody comes back from one of these countries or Puerto Rico or territory, and they're still in an infectious stage with their blood. So a local mosquito bites them. Then mosquito can then go to another Escambia County resident and then bite them and therefore transmit the disease. And that's called a locally acquired case.
The main issue is paying for substantive measures to halt or at least slow Zika's Gulf Coast presence. Florida's two U.S. senators are pressing colleagues to pass President Obama's proposal to spend almost $2 billion to fight the spread of Zika.
The World Health Organization declares this a public health emergency of international concern. The last time the World Health Organization said that, it was for Ebola.
Senator Bill Nelson speaking on the floor of the Senate earlier this month.
If the mosquito infects a pregnant woman, it has these disastrous consequences of severe deformities. The result is not only trauma to the family involved, but look at the social cost.
They're freaked out about the Zika thing. I don't know any other term to use. If they're freaked out, then I'm very concerned about it as well.
Senator Marco Rubio also supports the funding proposal. He took to the Senate floor and asked colleagues to follow suit ASAP and put party ideology aside.
I hope that there is real urgency about dealing with this. This is not a political issue. There is no such thing as a Republican position on Zika or a Democrat position on Zika, because these mosquitoes bite everyone. And they're not going to ask you what your party registration is or who you plan to vote for in November. This is a real threat.
So far, Rubio is the lone Republican senator to support the president's proposal. Governor Rick Scott is planning to go to Washington and urge an end to what he calls political grandstanding and urge lawmakers to approve the funds.
We have 20 million people. They want to be safe. They want their questions answered. We're going to continue to work with the CDC to get information out. We want to keep everybody informed. We want to keep everybody healthy.
Florida Surgeon General Dr. John Armstrong is calling on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to provide 1,000 antibody testing kits.
And what the antibody test does is to tell us that somebody had Zika. And that's particularly important for pregnant women who traveled abroad, who might have had some symptoms of a rash, a fever.
Meanwhile, Florida agriculture officials are distributing mosquito traps to areas that lack surveillance for the species that carries the Zika virus. Mosquitoes caught in the traps will also be tested for dengue and chikungunya in a state lab where monitoring for animal viruses now includes those diseases. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.